I'm Larry Carrasel, and this is Arts Focus.
The Dayton Philharmonic Orchestra first came on my radar when Isaiah Jackson was hired as the conductor. And I was in grad school at the time, but, you know, was studying to be a conductor. So I was watching job announcements and who got what. And so I noticed when he got it, you know, that's the first time I ever heard of the Dayton Philharmonic. And I think the next time I heard of the Dayton Philharmonic was the job announcement when Isaiah was going to be leaving. And it sounded like an interesting potential opportunity. So I applied, and then one thing led to another.
For 30 seasons, Neil Gittleman has been the music director and conductor of the Dayton Philharmonic Orchestra. And he retired at the end of the 2024-25 season. This is the first of three Arts Focus programs in which Neil talks to us about his career here in Dayton. What were you doing before you came to Dayton?
I was the resident conductor of the Milwaukee Symphony. I had been with the Milwaukee Symphony at that point for at least 8 years. And it was a great job, but I was looking to have my own orchestra.
Do you remember when you first came to Dayton and what it felt like in the sort of audition season when you first raised the baton at that time was Memorial Hall?
Right. In fact, it was in the basement of Memorial Hall when the first rehearsals were. I was impressed with the orchestra. It struck me as a good orchestra that would have the possibility and the potential to become a very good orchestra. And we had a good sort of working relationship that week. Anytime you come in as a candidate for a conductor position, it's like a whirlwind. You're meeting people, you're doing things, you're rehearsing, you're very busy. And then finally at the end, for a couple of hours, you get to focus just on doing the concert. I was very impressed with the orchestra, especially with their work ethic. They were just focused on playing the music as well as they could, which is what every conductor is about.
What are some things that you've started or developed over the past 30 seasons with the DPO that you're really proud of?
Some of those things would be the Classical Connections program series, which was really a very cool thing to do. I had actually started it in Milwaukee and wanted to bring it to Dayton, and we figured out a way to make that happen, and it ran for 15, 16 years. Another similar thing was something that people might not know that much about was an education program we had for a bunch of years called the SPARK program. It stood for School Partners with Artists Reaching Kids. It was this very cool program where we had relationships with 6 to 8 or 9 schools across the area, public schools, private schools, parochial schools, all kinds of schools. And the kids in those schools would have a connection and involvement with the orchestra from kindergarten through fifth grade, with musicians going into the classroom and doing presentations that they developed with the classroom teacher. It was a very cool program. One thing I'm very proud of that still exists is the Stained Glass series. This is the 19th year that we've been doing free concerts in churches that mostly serve the Black community of the greater Dayton area. And we play a free concert in the church, a one-hour concert on a Sunday afternoon, and then invite members from that church or anyone who's come to that concert to come to the Schuster Center to see one of the Masterwork Series programs. And that's been really a wonderful, wonderful program. I would say the biggest thing, perhaps, that I'm proud of is what we did during the pandemic. Starting concert night. That was the very first thing. I talked to Sean Yu, I think, in the first or second week of the pandemic and said, hey, Sean, we've got all these archival concerts that we now can re-air up to a total of 5 times. Any chance we could get the orchestra on the radio since we can't get on stage? And he jumped at it. By the time we were in the spring in 2020, I was creating basically music videos from archival recordings that we could put up as streams for people to watch. We did one on Beethoven's 9th Symphony. one on Michael Gandolfi's Garden of Cosmic Speculation. We did one on Sleeping Beauty with a mix of video. And a lot of these were sort of Ken Burns style, you know, static photographs that, you know, you do the Ken Burns thing and you weave in and out. But we got, I think, at least three, maybe more, streaming programs up that first summer. And then by the fall, we were actually creating streaming projects, starting with chamber music at Carillon Park. And then by the time we were in the middle of the fall, we were filming performances in the Schuster Center, and I think at first making them available for free, and then there was a subscription. Much bigger orchestras than us weren't up to speed as quickly as we were, and we were very aggressive and very successful at making that work. And I think it really helped keep our connection with the audience when we couldn't actually play.
On the next edition of Arts Focus, Neil Gittleman will return to tell us more about his experience with the Dayton Philharmonic over 30 seasons. I'm Larry Carrasel. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.